The Browns made a couple of surprising moves in last night's draft. They selected Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield with the first overall pick. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Mayfield at number one was a surprise to you.
It was, and I think it's a pretty big gamble by the Browns and John Dorsey, too, because you usually don't like six-foot quarterbacks. I just wondered a little bit about kind of the thinking, but John Dorsey, when it was there in Berea, came out and said that this guy is not only a really good football player, he's a winner, he's smart, he earned everything that he's gotten. By that he meant he kind of was a walk-on at one point. And I think the Browns are sticking himself out there saying, look, this is the quarterback we think could really change things here.
Do you still have some trepidations after Dorsey came out and explained the position?
Sure, I do. Well, let's talk about the good things about him. Among other things, he's an extremely accurate passer. That's exactly what they wanted. And secondly, they felt that he has a fiery personality that, as Dorsey said, he is revered by his teammates. Although, I'll tell you this, Amanda, that little cockiness and swagger, it only works if you're successful. If not, you come off the wrong way. Now, some people have compared him to Johnny Manziel. I would not go there. Manziel had a lot more problems off the field than Baker Mayfield did. But in football history, it sounds like it's not a big deal between being 6 foot three or 6 foot. In my mind, in the old days, he was the kind of guy you took in the second or third round. It wasn't the guy we could pick over anybody else. Now, I like Josh Rosen, who went 10th to Arizona, a pure pocket passer. But I've watched enough drafts, and so have you, that we could look and say, boy, I thought that guy was going to be good or that guy was going to be terrible. And you could be humbled if you go back and look at some of the different players you liked in different drafts.
Now, the Browns did acquire Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback from Buffalo, in the offseason. They've already named him the starter for 2018. Baker Mayfield says, I do want to compete. He wants to play.
Yeah, and that's fine. He said all the right things. Interestingly, Taylor is about the same size and almost plays the same style as Baker Mayfield. And he was one of those exceptions to the rule when he came out of college. So maybe the Browns saw that. They took the same type of quarterback as one they have. And I will say this also, a pick that I really did like later in that first round, the number four pick, Denzel Ward from Ohio State, and it's a kid from Macedonia and played at Nordonia, a really fast defensive back. Ohio State has a history of turning out terrific defensive backs who go on and play in the pros. He was one of the fastest guys, period, in all the draft. He was not a guy that was talked about coming to the Browns. I thought, as I wrote, they had two surprises for me. The first one, I'm highly skeptical of with Baker Mayfield. The second one, I'm really pleased about with Ward. I'll say this, the John Dorsey tenure in Cleveland will be defined by how did Baker Mayfield play.
Okay, John Dorsey, the new general manager who ran this draft, and the draft continues all weekend. The Browns have a number of additional picks.
Yes, they do, and they'll be trading up and down or whatever, but they have the first pick of the second round, so that'll be fascinating to see what they do with that. They need a left tackle, by the way, to replace Joe Thomas. I'm looking for that, but I'm hearing a lot of things about them possibly taking a running back, too, right away.
All right, Terry, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome, Amanda.